We're talking about the Knoxville swim team here at the Knoxville Recreation Center, of which you're a coach. And winter season starts up here on November 1st. You guys are taking registration this month. And talk, first of all, a little bit about swim team, a little bit about your involvement in it and how the swim team program works here at Knoxville.
Well, actually, we take registration through our first week of practice is always considered our trial week, just for the new people to come out. And if they're not 100% sure if they want to do swim team, winter swim team is definitely a big commitment. And we have, of course, basketball to compete with and club softball. And I think there's some club soccer that maybe goes on even through that part of the year, too. But first week is always just for everybody to come out and give us a try, see what we do, kind of give them a taste of what our season might be like. So if they enjoy that first week, then, you know, definitely come out and give us a try for the whole season. If they don't think they're quite ready yet, you know, it's kind of an insight for maybe summer season that following year. It's a lot shorter of a season, so it definitely gets, like I said, at least an insight as to what to expect in the upcoming seasons.
What age group do we have here at the swim team?
Our youngest swimmer actually this past summer was 5. She was a trooper. As long as we stress, we'd like to see at least 6 at the very, very, very youngest. But if I've got a 5-year-old that can swim the length of the pool better than maybe an 8-year-old, you know, then I'm definitely not going to shy away from them. But 6 is kind of the bare minimum that we like to go for. And then we can do any age up through the age of 18. So even if, you know, you've got a senior that just graduated in May, they are still eligible actually through that summer. Until they start college that fall, they are still eligible to swim.
To be in the swim team, you probably have to have some sort of skill level in swimming. I mean, it's not for beginners.
Preferably, yes. We have had a couple instances in the past season or two that parents kind of mistake swim team as a higher up swim lesson. So we definitely like to be able to see kids in here that can swim at least the length of the pool from deep end to shallow end or shallow end to deep end by themselves without assistance from, you know, the wall, the lane rope, a coach, another swimmer. As long as they can make it from end to end without any help, they're definitely an eligible swimmer. So,
what about the commitment level that goes on throughout the 4 or 5 months? How many times a week do you practice? What are that like, competition?
Commitment is a huge thing, especially for winter season. It is a longer season. We start, like I said, the first part of November. We practice Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. For the younger kids, usually go about an hour. And then our older group usually goes for hour and a half, give or take, 3 days a week. And then competitions are Saturday mornings. We've got, I think, 4 home meets scheduled for this year, 2 of which I believe are afternoon meets, and then the other Saturdays we travel to Grinnell, Pella, Brooklyn. Our furthest meet that we're traveling to this year is actually in Denison. So, and then our state meet will be held in Fort Dodge this year. The away meets aren't required, but definitely if you have a relay, if you're part of a relay, then it's definitely makes my job a lot easier anyway to have the same 4 swimmers together the whole season, just to work towards that end of the season goal, which is obviously state.
And I imagine that the holidays are off and that sort of thing.
Oh, yeah. Yep. We don't have practice Thanksgiving Day. And then we try to do, just because a lot of people do travel around the holidays, we try to work in a game day or two, but little do they know. You know, yes, the swimmers are having fun, but yet they are still working on, you know, whether it's strength, whether it's endurance, whether it's, you know, just something little that might help them in the long run of swimming, then yeah, they don't realize it because they're having so much fun. But we definitely try to work that in around, especially Christmas, Thanksgiving, and sometimes New Year's, depending on my mood.
You said you've been here for a couple of years now. You must see, I mean, obviously the kids get a lot out of it and they've probably grown as swimmers too, the ones that have kind of been with the program for a while, and you see them obviously probably grow as kids too in terms of character. That's what the kind of the whole goal is,
I imagine. Yeah. It's, you know, it's funny because I've got 3 of my own kids, and the kids that we've got on team, they're all mine. I mean, I look to each and every one of them as my own. It is so fun. Even though they do know how to push my last buttons now and again, they are fun. It's an awesome group of kids. They know how to cheer me up, and I think for the most part, I know how to cheer them up. Of course, we do, you know, just like any parent-child relationship, we have, you know, coach-athlete relationships that definitely butt heads now and again. But they're a very, very good group of kids, a very, very good group of kids. And just what I came into, they're definitely 100% different than what they were when I came in. You know, when I came in, it was all about fun and a little bit of hard work, and now they know that it's more of the hard work and maybe a little bit of fun. So it's sad that some of the seniors, the high schoolers that I had my first year, while Olivia Crawford, my assistant coach, she was a senior my first year here, and thankfully she stuck around through college. She's at Indian Hills, so she's still able to help out every now and again during the week, and obviously here during the summer to help out. And it's nice to be able to see, you know, even though she's graduated and I don't necessarily see her in the water all the time anymore, it's nice to be able to have her poolside, to see her grow more as an adult. Or I've got one that graduated just this past year, actually, that is going to school now and swimming in Indianola at Simpson. So it's kind of neat to kind of see grow from my level of swimming to the next level in their life. So it definitely goes back to that whole parent, I think of them as my own.
For people that want more information, how can they get more information?
They can come, they can stop out here at the rec. I made up some preseason information, includes costs. It includes basically a lot of information that a lot of people might have questions about prior to the season. Stop out here at the rec, give us a holler. You can contact me via email, or actually the easiest way would probably just come on out here and inquire about it out here would be the easiest way.
Okay. Anything else you'd like to add?
No, I don't think so. I think that's about it.
All right. Thanks very much.
Thank you.